Good morning, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. It's the 7th of December, December 7th, a date which will live in infamy, more so because of the sad return for the Georgia Senate race between Herschel Walker and a very angry landlord. There's been a couple things out there, and this is once again the joy that you have when you have no true news anymore. The Georgia Senate runoff, this is a typical article, and this is what is so misleading about today's news as far as it has to go towards the establishment and not give you any information. And it's very sad because this is, it's ABC News, so what do you expect, right? So it's the traditional takeaways from Georgia's Senate runoff, right? And of course, it means that the Democrats now control the Senate, which is fine. You know, the Republicans control the Congress. They control the Senate. They don't force laws through. It would make it harder for them to go through with the full head-on impeachment program, which they want to do. However, I think it should still be done. Investigations still need to be started, and the information needs to get out to the American government. The American people. Even if we cannot go fully through the process, people have to realize that we have been encouraging and harboring international criminals at the highest level of office in the United States, because they sure as hell do it around here locally. So it can't, you know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Those of you who want to learn how to do Hermann Goebbels style, whatever the fuck his name is, the guy from that other group in Germany in the 40s, they're talking about the race, attracting a lot of money. And it's like, well, the Democrats outspent Herschel Walker by about $1 zillion. The amount of racism heaped on Walker, nobody seemed to talk about because, you know, he's not really black when he's a Republican. And they're going to tell you that the telling thing was that the leak about him having an abortion and some other stuff back when he was younger, that was back when he was playing football. And honestly, I don't think it really did what it did. What did happen was the Democratic machine is by far more effective than the Republican machine with a little M. Now, would Walker have been a welcome addition to the Senate in Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney's eyes? Probably not. Are they willing to lose a Senate seat just to keep power? Probably yes. That's the level of sickness amongst the Republican Party today. They wouldn't welcome somebody and say, well, we can turn them around with coke and hookers and my Chinese father-in-law giving them money. None of that. Let's just not have them in there. Let's starve them out. Let's really find out how much money the Republican National Committee gave to Herschel Walker would be the interesting thing. You want to have a good website and you have a lot of access to computers and know way more about this than me, then sit down, look at all of the RNC donations, just post them up. And they'll say, well, who won and who lost? I will guarantee the RNC did not put money behind anybody who was friendly with the Donald, because we can't say the name, the Donald. And that way they can put right in here that he's like his picks didn't win so much. Tell you what, his picks did win so much. They weren't 99.9%, but they did pretty damn good. This article, and it's got this picture, which is so, oh my God, right? And the supporters, you have two black guys running, right? First of all, there's two black guys running. One's a fake preacher who is known for kicking people out of his housing. He benefits from the welfare system. But then again, if you know a lot of these guys, it's kind of out of this. This woman's praising, it's so, like if I had taken this photo and read that, supporters cheer as the Senate runoff is called for the Senate Warnock. If I put this picture up and said, this is what's going on, people would be like, you racist monster. How could you sit there and stereotype us all as all whatever? Terrible, right? He puts these, they put this big shit up here. Well, Atlanta, of course, what happens when you have these high density cities? If you're in a state with a high density city, which is falling apart, like they have Atlanta here, Atlanta drags down, supposedly Warnock got 77% of the vote in Atlanta, right? City of Atlanta. And then in his hometown, he won 70. So he won more. He won more in Atlanta, which is black cosmopolitan, whatever you want to call it, but has some hoodie sections. Otherwise, it wouldn't have made that movie or TV show about it, right? And the machine is entrenched there. The machine can deliver those votes. You know, that's the thing. There's the only reason I keep referring to this is it'll show you the map of the state on the second one that I have, which was by NBC, which tells you what you need to know. Warnock got 51% of the vote versus Walker. So Warnock got 1.814827 votes. Walker got 1.719376. Okay. You're going to say, well, that's a major difference for an entire state. For the amount of money that was thrown at this campaign by the Democrats, they should have fucking ground Herschel Walker up. Now, if you look down here at the map, Walker carries almost, oh God, what, three quarters of the state. Some of these 65%, 70%, 82%, 75%. Walker is carrying the majority of the state, except for these high density. And even Muskogee, Warnock didn't get by as much as he could have. Okay, he's getting 30% more, except for the Cobb County, which is Atlanta, right around Atlanta. Atlanta, surprisingly, is incredibly in love with Raphael Warnock. And then this other little shit section down here. So look at that map and you say to yourself, when they're telling you what a fucking moral victory this is for socialism, it's bullshit. Walker was routinely, and I'm not, you know, he played for the Generals. I can't tell you anything about that. But, and if he had problems in his past, he hasn't raped or murdered or killed or done anything recently. So let's say he has had a come to Jesus moment. Everyone gets one pass, right? Walker has been accused of being unintelligent by a number of people, including various comedians. And they should be a little sensitive if they're all, you know, this is the joke that we have anymore. This really pisses me off. Herschel Walker came up in a community where people had that type of accent. All right. Northern urban black people in general don't talk like Herschel Walker. Okay. When I was in Philadelphia, we had a mayor named Wilson Good, and everybody thought he had mental problems. Well, he did. I think I brought this up before. But he was supposedly Geechee Gullah, which is an area down, I forget what the hell it is, one of the southern states, and they have a particular accent that they speak with. Like I'm going to say it's either Georgia or South Carolina. Any of you Geechees out there want to tell me, I'll be more than happy to broadcast the history of you guys because it was an interesting little isolated community. So this Geechee Gullah accent is what supposedly Wilson Good had. And that had to be explained because, and they're like, okay, all right, fine. But it was put out that he was unintelligent. The guy was, he wasn't a smart, he was crafty. I'll put it to you that way. He was one crafty fucker, burnt down half the city and blamed it on the Pennsylvania State Police. But, you know, that's a story for another day. And so Walker is hit with this country accent means equals illiterate fool. And it was promulgated, if I can use an uppity term like that, by national media and also a number of black pundits who were from the north or from the central north, like up Detroit. And so I saw it on the news. They're like, he's just sounds uneducated. No, he sounds like he's from that region of Georgia, and that's how they talk. And those of you who are going to say that's not true, go down there, sit around for a while, because he's older. You know, he's not 20. The accent may have changed a bit, hasn't changed that much. So you had black on black racism, encouraged black on black racism by the Democratic National Committee. They said, get out there. And they did it because they counted on places like Atlanta, which are bourgeois, as we would say, little bourgeois over there, a bougie in the Atlanta area, a little cosmopolitan, to discriminate against their more agricultural brothers and sisters in the counties. That's how it's done. All right. Warnock's a piece of garbage. Everybody knows it. Walker just is, new to politics. And when somebody says you're new to politics, is that bad? It's like you just thought about becoming a serial killer, or maybe I'm going to dabble in Satanism. I'd rather have a chance to pull you back from the brink than have to dig one out like a fucking tick in a dog's ear, right? Which is what you got with the other one. So I'm sure you'll see pictures of him with Romney, and because they're same kind of guy. They would both kick an elderly poor woman out of a housing over $65, right? But do look at this. They're both bad, you know, as far as the one that has all the numbers, which is the NBC, whoever the Peacock is, right? They have the numbers, though. The first one has no numbers in it. So they're telling you percentages. They're saying 3 or 4 different percentages. People don't realize that the whole state of Georgia is not just fucking Atlanta, right? That was ABC. The other one's NBC. The ABC one specifically is skewing this to make it sound like Warnock has a mandate from the people, which he does not. He does not have it. When this turns around and the Republicans, if they try to win in 2024, if they try to win, if they get behind Donald Trump, which it doesn't sound like they're going to do, if these things come to pass, Georgia will go back over to the Republicans. Because in the next 2 years, and this is a love letter to the people in Atlanta, you and you boondocks loving people, what are they going to do for you now? They meaning the man. What's the man promised you to sell out your country? Oh, unless you don't think it's your country and you're under occupation. What are they giving you to sell out the other part of the country? However you want to play it, however you want to play that, devil's advocate. You either believe you're not Americans or you believe you are Americans. Either way, somebody promised one of your leaders something. And what is it? And when does he have to deliver? And if it doesn't deliver by the end of this year, next year, I mean, I'm sorry, by the end of 2023, if you have not had it delivered to you, you are not getting it. Just like Obama promised, you got nothing. You'll get nothing again because you got no guarantees. And when that happens, will you then either A, sit out the 2024 election, which would be helpful, or B, vote for President Trump, who had raised, you know, he had extended his hand to the black community only to have it knocked down? Or how are you going to deal with Kanye West, right? You got three choices. You know, the last time I saw him, he was wrapped up in a leather stocking or something. Too bad. I did think we were going to get some more out of him. Last bit on Kanye. Everybody's upset about him right now. Here's what he can possibly do. And you guys didn't see it because you're so not as hipster as you think you are. Kanye can turn around in 2 weeks, take off all of his Nazi regalia, and say this was one large piece of performance art designed to provoke the thoughts of the American citizenry and how we see anti-Semitism. And boom, it all has to go away because he's a sensitive artist and you're a bunch of fucking proles. Yes, it can happen that way. It would be hysterical if it did, because then all the people who sued to get apart from him will all be so wet in the crotch to run back to him. And he should jack up the prices. Those of you out there who understand manufacturing and are in the black community, please go to Indonesia and get your own brand of sneakers. I just saw Kyrie Irving sneakers are on sale for 50% off, and they all seem to be size fives, so I can't even buy a pair to put on my wall to show the day that fucking racism went too far, right? Can't do it. But anyway, when you see these elections, this is the kind of shit that's happening, all right? An entire state, if you see that, go to the second one, and it shows you how red Georgia is. But it's these high density cities. And we have that going on now in like Palm Beach County. They've been forced. It was a great story. It died before we could get into it, but they had a situation where West Palm Beach County, Florida has enough agricultural land that we can sustain like half of Florida if we had to, just growing it on our own. Developers from the north or central Chicago area into New York and all that type of thing were able to get some kind of leverage on the local farmers from code enforcement, continue to fuck with them until the farmers said, that's enough of that. And even though they tried to mount a legal defense, the county was crushing them. Turns out there was the person representing the developers, who now have had their own way and are buying the farmland, was, I don't know, married or related in some way to one of the county commissioners. That's odd, right? It's kind of odd. That story was buried with Blackbeard's treasure somewhere on Oak Island. Happened, still happening, but they need to develop these high density communities, because then even if they lose the rest of Palm Beach County to rational thinking people, there'll be enough of an area for their liberal cohorts to hang out that can swing the county over. So when you see the county map like this one here that I'm showing you of Georgia, look at how big Atlanta is compared to everything else. Atlanta's a city. It's in these little counties, but somehow they must gerrymander some shit. Looks like it's in two counties. I could be wrong. Maybe it's not, but the influence of Atlanta rolls out in that direction. And then there are suburban areas, Roswell and all that. I think those guys are liberals anyway, so what more can you do, right? But you can see the spiral around that. And it's the major cities, Augusta and Columbus. These are the major cities, high density minority communities. The rest of the state is low density minority communities. People are going to make it sound like there's a bunch of crackers running around chasing black people with whips. Not true. Not true. It's agrarian black communities. These are all from the old days of the farm system, you know, going back to slavery. These are the people that did not move to the north to be industrial, and they are still there. And why should they move if they don't want to move, right? They're the easiest person for these socialists to turn around and say that they're ignorant. And why are they ignorant? Because they decided to stay on the land, and maybe they like the outdoors, I don't know. They stay on the land and they are in agriculture and they are not going to liberal arts colleges, and they are not interested in being indoctrinated into socialism, because the last time they were working for the collective was probably their great, great, great grandparents on the fucking plantation. So they already know what it's like to work for free to benefit one person. It's ingrained in them. You know, it's a heritage that a lot of people have adapted to. They don't cry all the time. They're out there trying to make their life better. Herschel Walker was an example of that. He had to go through athleticism to get there, right? Maybe he isn't the smartest guy, but he's not a crafty fuck like the guy who won, Warnock, right? He didn't use Jesus to get where he is today. You know, even if you're an atheist, you have to find that a little morally reprehensible, that you're hiding behind Jesus to get yourself a Senate job, right? You should have got yourself out of that church, just like the rest of us. If you ran for certain offices, you're not allowed to hold other positions. Nobody has been investigating whether Senator Warnock or not still receiving financial compensation from this bullshit HUD or Section 8 or whatever housing he's doing, because he's out there being a vampire on his own people. There's not a huge amount of dispossessed white people running around in that part of Georgia, I can guarantee you, or Chinese. So he's made his money on the backs of his own folks. And he hasn't even made his own money. He was given his money by the government. People have to look at it like that. Why do you think they're afraid of these other fringe groups like Black Israelites or Nation of Islam and things like that? Even if you don't agree with their religious stuff, a lot of the things that they do as far as self, you know, your self-appearance, they put discipline into people and things like that. Don't run off on me about supporting Muslim extremism. It's not what it's about. They're trying to bring a certain level of perceived need for pride back into the people in their community, especially the Black male, which you hear is like the fucking dodo. There won't be a lot of them out there. Strong Black role models, very few. Everybody's got to be a pimp. Everybody's got to be a fucking rapper. That's not the case. If you have a chance today, today is the 7th, it's still on, USA Boxing National Championships. So all the younger guys, the guys in their corner, a lot of times are their fathers or uncles, or they're a guy who runs a gym that does a favor for the community by having the kids come in and work for free. Those are role models. Somebody will say, oh, that dude doesn't have millions. He doesn't have a Rolly. He doesn't have this. He is a role model to an entire generation of kids, more so than fucking Jay-Z or any of these other jerk-offs, right? Balenciaga. You got to, you know, someone's got to get with it at some point, you know? They really got to get with it. And I'm not the one to do it. I'm not, you know, they'll say, well, you're not whatever an ethnicity. We're not a, where I am in my county, we're not the dominant freaking ethnicity either. The Spanish are, you know? So I understand what it's like to be in a minority's position. And they're going to say, oh, no, you don't. Oh, just shut the fuck up. If I have to learn Spanish to go to the store, or I have to learn Creole to go to the fucking Publix, then yeah, you are not in the majority. That's the first sign of being in a democratic community, is that lines get blurred. Stuff like this happens. Guys like this who run for office are excoriated. Because of the way they speak, because he's got a little bit of salt in his, so that means he's an inbred retard, right? How do you allow racism like that to go on there, whoever America, somebody hyphen America, when they tell you that those people are, they can say they're ignorant because they're Republicans. If you said that just that guy's ignorant, what would that be? I'd be on Southern Poverty Law Center's number one hit machine, right? I'd be a horrible racist for saying, listen to that mush mouth, as they used to call it. What's he doing with all that mush mouth going on? Right? Grow the fuck up. This is it. Have you ever seen that movie, Margin Call? This is it. 2024 is it. People better stop acting like it's not, because it is. Had an opportunity to go away for a week, talk to some people down in South America. Everybody's looking at us like that. This is it. If it goes Democrat again, which is socialism, as far as everybody even says, it's a third world, it's the end. No one's going to take us serious. Can't even go into it any further right now, but, you know, it's bad. You know, why are we spending all this money in Venezuela? They're kind of enemies of ours, and yet we're going to fix their oil up. You know, we're fixing up their facilities and our facilities. So we're going to have an embargo in which we go out and we remanufacture, we refine the oil for Venezuela so they can go out and make money on it. Who the hell cut that deal, right? Iran has bought thousands of acres of land in Venezuela. We have a Cuban Missile Crisis in our midst, coming up very soon. We don't have any eyes on the ground there. We know it's happening thanks mostly to our last ally, the Colombians. We have one ally left on the whole fucking island, and it's Colombia, and we aren't helping them because Joe Biden knows that they're our allies. Chinese incursions into Central and South America, welcome it. He welcomes it. Joe, you know, Hunter Biden's got a piece of that action. But, you know, let's not get too far off topic. We'll talk about that later on. So that's about it for now. Glad to be back in the USSR. And that's about it. Talk to you later.